Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And thank you for joining me on this beautiful July 14th day, 2019. We are going to look at a subject that is creepy, and we've all done it for various reasons. This subject is one that we see in politics a great deal. Many politicians, including our own president, and those who run the government use this finesse, as it is called, to get what they want. Oftentimes we have done it ourselves. It's called lying. And we're going to talk about what it means to lie, not to tell the truth. And we'll talk about a recent experience I had with it too. So we'll work on that. I am not lying when I say to you, we need your loving support. There is no lie about that. And I am not lying to say to you that your donations would go to serve humankind in some of the most important and unique ways imaginable, serving people at hospice, giving you these radio programs, TV programs, and everything that Aspire stands for in all of this, which is to help humankind. So your gift goes out to kind of nullify, in a way, some of the uglies, as I like to call it, the things that people in the human do, not only to each other, but to themselves. And if you have found interest, if you have found help in what I've given you here on the radio, I certainly hope that you will support Aspire and keep us on the air and allow me to continue my work as I serve humankind in all sorts of various ways, not only in the hospice manner, but in the Batmo manner. We are really looking forward to the Batmo being with us. We had a setback with it. What happened was there was a huge tornado that hit the Dayton, Ohio area where the car was being built, and it wiped out, believe it or not, the building that the Batmo was in. It was on a lift, and you can go to Batmo.org and go take a look at the pictures of it hanging there. Everything else is gone, devastated, but the Batmo, it's just sitting there. Anyway, we're repairing it, and we're fixing it, we're getting it all up to speed, and it will be here hopefully the 1st of October, and we will begin our journey in serving children. And that's something that is very important to me, that they become kindness crusaders. And we'll talk about that. Your donations help support all this. Going to schools with the car, talking to children about what it means to be kind to each other, and supporting them in that. Something, I hate to say, their parents just don't teach them. They just don't. Anyway, go to the website at aspire.org. Go take a look at the top of the page. It says support. If you click on that, menu will ensue as it comes down, a drop menu. It says why support Aspire, and you can add that, read it, and hopefully you'll understand my cause. Every penny you give, believe it or not, no lie, goes out to serve a lot of people. And you touch the lives of people who are dying, that you touch the lives of people who are living, you touch the lives of children. You do many, many wonderful things with your gift, and you keep this radio and my TV programs on the air serving humankind. Thank you. Thank you. Lying, not telling the truth. I've done it. You've done it. Everybody's done it from time to time. I was recently with one of my students who was leaving her body. And it was a very, very painful thing. I've lost a lot of students in the last 3-4 years, to death. And it is painful. It is painful to my humanity. It is painful to Gregory. It is painful to people around. And she looked at me as I sat there with her by her bed, and she said, am I going to die? Is it in my fate that I'm going to die? And I looked at her and I had a choice. I could tell her the truth, or I could massage it, as I like to call it, and not tell her exactly what was going on because maybe she couldn't take it. But I looked her right in the eye and I said, "You're going to leave your body." She was not happy about it, but I couldn't lie to her. Now, I want you to understand, I wanted to lie to her because I wanted to believe as a human being, as a man, that she was not going to leave her body. I really wanted to believe that, but it was obvious she was. And all I could do was love her, care for her, and help her over the other side. Well, you've lied too, I'm sure, in your life. I'm sure there have been many times you didn't want to hurt someone. And I think this is the major category of lying, that you just don't want to hurt someone. You've done something, or they ask you about something that you know if you told the truth that it would hurt them deeply. And so you have to weigh it, just like I did. I had to weigh it. I had to ask myself, is this in her best interests? And it was in her best interest. There are some truths that people can't take, as Jack Nicholson said in A Few Good Men. There are just some things you can't tell people. They just can't take it, as he would say. So we're going to look at three questions that have been sent to me. And these questions were around for a while. So they're about 6 months old. But I've really struggled in doing this program. I want you to know I have struggled deeply with it because I didn't want to be misunderstood. But, you know, I'm misunderstood at all levels most of the time. So I just, I decided today I'm going for it. First one comes from Harold. He did not tell me where he lives. "Sometimes I lie," he says. "Am I a liar?" I guess what he's looking at is if he tells some lies here and there, does that make him as a person, does that brand him as a liar? Harold, we're all liars one way or another. And does that make you a liar? I don't go into those things. That's not the realm of my interest. I don't judge people. I know everyone lies, but I don't think of them as liars, and nor should you. You got to look at a person's weaknesses, their psychological, emotional weaknesses. And if you can do that, if you can see how it is that they live on the inside of themselves, if you can understand the way they live and that their idea is not to hurt, not to maim a person with a truth, how much truth can you say before someone become so devastated, you weigh inside yourself? Well, you know, is it better just not to tell them the truth and have them find out for themselves on their own accord what the truth is of any given matter and let them be hurt on their own in finding that truth? Or do you just tell them the truth and turn around and find out that, you know, you hurt them? People will say, "I hurt you by telling you the truth." Well, the truth is what hurt them, not you. You did not hurt them. The truth was the truth. It's very painful at times. Harold, if you lie from time to time, you have to look at it from within yourself. And a lot of moral people around would love to tell you that you should always tell the truth. I think Jack Nicholson was right. You can't handle the truth. You just can't. I have told the truth to people, and the pain and the sorrow it brought both me and them, I hardly think was worth it, in the sense of, did it resolve anything? Did it change anything? Was there compassion? Was it? No. Most people, Harold, don't have the compassion to take the truth, to understand the nature of the truth, or to accept the responsibility of why the truth is going against whatever it is that they believe they should have or shouldn't have done to them or whatever. They can't take it. And sometimes it's just none of their business what you're doing or what is going on. It's just none of their business. I've often been accused of that, and you probably have too, people wanting to know things that are just not in your pay grade. And why isn't it? Well, you tell people, you work with people, you know people in your life, Harold, and these people are mean, cynical, judgmental. They're not very bright. They're not very bright, and they just can't put themselves in your position or see why you would do what you would do or say what you wanted to say, whatever. And they just get bent out of shape. And for what? Does it resolve anything? Neither does the lie either. The lie doesn't change a single thing. So now we're stuck with this idea of tell the truth, not tell the truth. Something changed, something doesn't change. You know, it's just the way people are. I tell people the truth, and it's made me very unpopular, misunderstood, misquoted, misunderstood, misrepresented. But here's my deal, Harold. I would rather now have you hate me for the truth than love me for the lie. So I do my best to tell the truth. And when it's none of another person's business, whatever, I tell them that. So if you are lying because somebody is asking you something that is only pertinent to gossip and other such amenities of human stupidity, I probably would understand that. Sometimes there are people you can absolutely tell the truth to, and there are those you just can't tell the truth to. And I pretty much tell the truth. And when something borderlines on someone I don't trust, I just tell them, I don't think that's any of your business. And I leave it at that. Otherwise, let the pieces fall where they may. Harold, thank you for your sweet question. I'm sorry it took so long to get around to this, but oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. And I hope this helped you. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next question is from Rick in Las Vegas. I tell white lies. Will God hold this against me when I die? Rick, I don't know what God's going to do. I mean, you're thinking of God as an anthropomorphic being, something that exists like a human being that has thumbs up, thumbs down. You know, are you going to die? Are you going to live? Are you, you know, gee, Rick, you know, you weren't a very good person. You lied all the time. I'm going to kill you. No, it just doesn't work like that. I know people like to think it does. These moral people trying to be moral, you don't understand. It has nothing to do with the idea of will God punish you. You've got to look at your life for a moment and ask yourself, am I living authentically? Now, if I'm living authentically, then your life stands for what it stands for. It is what it is, and whatever that is, it is worthy of your heart. Live from your heart, and you will never have these kind of questions, do I tell you the truth? I just live from the state of my heart. And if I do, and I'm being true to my heart, then that's all you have to be true to. Not your human heart, not your biological heart, not your psychological heart, not your emotional heart. I'm talking about that spiritual heart that lives within you, that sustains wisdom, kindness, compassion, the heart that tells the truth about itself. You tell the truth about the state of your heart. And if you have betrayed your heart in any endeavor, your authentic heart, then that's something for you to deal with. You deal with it through forgiveness, compassion. You understand the weakness of your genetics, because it's all genetic. It has to do with the body and genetics and what we live from and how we live from our genetics. So look at it from that point of view, and then you can forgive yourself quickly. And then make amends to yourself. Make amends to those who you can make amends to. There are some people you just can't make amends to because they won't have it. Oh, you're a liar. I'm never going to talk to you again. Well, it's better to establish a loving relationship with someone who has not always told you the truth or didn't, and establish a loving, kind relationship with them and teach them, with me, you can tell the truth. With me, there is no prejudice. With me, you will not be hated or disliked. You just won't be. You will always be accepted. Now, there's a big difference between the lie and self-deception. And I think they basically go hand in hand in many ways. A lot of people love to deceive themselves. Do you understand what I mean? They lie to themselves. And they go through all sorts of rigmarole inside of their being. And they make it ugly. They do make it ugly. So if I'm not resolved within myself and I've lied to myself about who I think I am and what I am all about, what my agenda is with you, and I see this in relationships a great deal, the agenda thing. Women want to know where they stand with a man. I had the battling Bickersons the other day in session. And these two people have no business being together. The first thing that she does is sit down and start bitching about him, and it's about trivial things. It is. It's like, you know, he didn't screw on the cap to the toothpaste kind of thing. And I'm looking at her, and I'm thinking to myself, do you love this man? Do you love this man? And usually, you know, women will say they do. Men will say they do. But where's the lie in it? How far does my love go for you? Does my love exceed my insecurities? What do I put you through in order to love me? What do I put you through? That's the big question. Anyway, she was going on and on and on. She was accusing him of lying, and she was accusing him of things he did, but they were misinterpreted. You could interpret them one way or the other. I always give people, sadly enough, the benefit of the doubt until it's absolutely proven. But she stepped over the line. I'll tell you how it happened. And then I knew most of what she said was not really the truth. It was kind of sort of factual, but not really true. She said, I told him I wished he were dead. And you don't say that to someone you love. You know, people will say, Rick, they love you. And they'll say they're in love with you. And yet, if that love is not, shall we say, reciprocated, this unrequited love turns into vengeance. I have seen it in many, many relationships with people. And the worst is, I'm going to say it, women. I don't see men doing the vengeance thing. A man will go away with his tail between his legs, but a woman, she will do everything she can in a vengeful way. And when I was younger, I was in a relationship with a woman, and she, I knew she didn't love me. She said she did, all those other things, you know, that people like to say, Rick. You know, I love you so much. But I told her, I'm not in love with you. This isn't about love for me. And I told her, I don't think you love me, really. You just think you do. You think that, you know, the trappings here are good for you, or that they're appealing or attractive. And, you know, I said that to her over and over and over again. And finally, when she finally heard it and understood I wasn't in love with her. I didn't really, hardly liked her, you know. I knew she was two-faced and all that other stuff. She went on a vengeance thing. And it was really interesting. I never lifted a finger to hurt her. Never lied to her, never any of that. And what happened was, for her, she She got everything she wanted. She reverted back to her old life and was comfortable in the conveniences and the convention of a life that was very, very pedestrian. And, you know, that's okay. I just didn't want to be a part of that. And sometimes you got to tell people this. This is when I was younger, really younger. You got to tell people the truth is blah, 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 blah. I don't like you. So when you're talking about white lies, I don't know what you call a white lie. Is a white lie something you say to someone that you think is harmless? It isn't going to matter, whatever. It all gets down to one thing. It's either black or white with people. And I don't live in the black and white, and I hope you don't either, Rick. You have to love people where they are. And to this day, I love every person I've ever been with in the form of a friendship, a love relationship, even in my professional life, looking at students who have come and gone. I still love them. I just don't want to be around them. So don't worry about God. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Look at Trump. He tells more lies than any president. I think all presidents have lied to us a lot, but not like this guy has. And now lying has become an art. It's called spin. It's not called a lie. There's all sorts of things going on with how we socially deal with it, and it is ugly. Don't worry about God. Worry about can you live with yourself, and have you made it difficult for you to expand, to grow beyond the ideas and ideals of your own beliefs and your own mental mechanism? That's the key. Every time we succumb to our own lies, we make it more and more difficult to live in the truth of our being, the truth of our heart. I hope that helps you, Rick. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question from Thomas. He does not tell me where. At times, I exaggerate. Is this lying? Thomas, sometimes it is. Sometimes I love people who exaggerate in a certain kind of way, you know, tell a great story, you know, and make fun of it. And it's really harmless, that part. But those who are telling lies by exaggerating what has really gone on and everything, I have a hard time with lying. I have a hard time with you're a liar. So I don't look at it like that. I look at it like this is the alibi your mind and your emotions have come up with in order to make you look as though you're innocent or you didn't do it. And I think a lot of people say and do things they don't understand they're saying and doing. And they really think through their alibis that they're going to exonerate themselves in some way or that they have somehow been more honest than they've ever been before, whatever. Or they realize in the midst of being called on something they did or asked if they did it, and they are exaggerating, they're surprised at the amount of malarkey that can come out of their mouth and how they use the alibi and rationalize their evil, as I like to call it. We've all done it one way or another. We all kind of think it out in front of someone who is confronting us, and that's just the way it is. My premise is, if you know me, you know I would never lie to you. You would just know it. And if you don't know me, then you would be suspicious. So it is what it is. It's a half a dozen of this and two dozen of that, and it doesn't really matter. Is exaggeration a lie? I'm not here to tell you what it is. You have to decide inside yourself. Is it? To you, did it make sense to say those things, to do those things, to believe it? Is it a lie to you? And that's all you need to see. And if you can see that, understand that, and indwell in that, then you know. And you can live with it the way you need to live with it until you can't live with it anymore. I'm out of here. I can't live with this. Thank you for your question, Thomas. Please forgive me. Namaste. Hope this helped. Hope this weekend's radio programs helped. And I hope you'll go and become a sponsor. We need your support. Have a beautiful weekend. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste. No lie, man.